This is Diane Roberts bringing you new writing from Florida State. Here's Jennifer Schomburg-Kanke, visiting faculty at FSU, with a story about those lovely people who come in and fire half of your office.
Corporate usually gets these guys their own car. Not this time. I've been carting him around most of the week while he pulls a cut and burn on our office. I understand they couldn't rent him a car, but they could have at least booked his flight out of a closer airport. Instead, we're headed 2 hours across the state to the nearest place with nonstop flights to anywhere anyone wants to go. Cheaper, yes, but only if you're not counting the value of my time. I'm sorry, he mumbles into his hand as he looks out the window. It was Johnson's fault, not Johnson in HR, Johnson in accounting. I'm not trying to pass the buck here. Let's just clear the air, okay? It's not okay. If I'd have known you were project manager, I wouldn't have said it. Well, obviously. I'm not a project manager. I'm an assistant director, 2 pay grades higher. It was a joke, babe. You've got to know they were just messing around. I could leave him at the rest stop by Live Oak. He's resourceful. I'm sure he can find his way to Jacksonville. Resourceful. He'd said that in a dozen meetings.
We'll all need to tighten our belts and be resourceful.
Why didn't we think of that? Without him, we'd all still be drinking mimosas in the break room and charging beach houses to expense accounts. Most of the lower customer service reps, all the front office staff, fired. Jerk faces like this guy, though? Well, bet he gets more than a cost of living raise this year.
Your shirt just looked
like a prostitute's? I don't wait for his answer. I don't wait for Live Oak. I pull over and leave him on the side of the road before doing a U-turn through the median.